Yeah, I think people generally are looking to, you know, they're looking to make those changes, but they're confused. And that's something that we see time and time again. They're confused about what to eat. They're confused about the right way to move. They're confused. You know, health and wellness can be kind of scary for people. So we aim to make it really simple and make it really doable and make it really effective. So the changes that we recommend for people in terms of food, in terms of movement, in terms of the intensity of that movement, is ensuring that it works, and it works within, you know, we can help people to see a difference in 7 to 14 days. And it's not, you know, wellness for some people think it's rocket science. It's not actually. It's just moving a little bit more. It's moving a little bit more intensely. It's eating a little bit healthier. It's ensuring you're getting all your vitamins, all your minerals in on a day-to-day level. And it's sleeping better and dealing with stress better. And sleep is a big aspect of health that people don't focus on enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are starting to realise that recently. And do you think, generally speaking, and you're at this a long time now with Operation Transformation especially, are Irish people getting healthier, Carol?
Oh, isn't that the million-dollar question?
Yeah.
I think what we have now is we've a two-strand society. I think we've a society who are a section of it who are getting healthier and who are really aware of their health and their wellness. And then I think we have a section that aren't, actually. And I think that middle ground is reducing all the time. And we see that with the stats from Europe. We see that with the global stats on a societal level. That middle ground is kind of reducing. So people are either healthy and well and fit or unhealthy and not as fit. So it's the middle ground that it seems to be reducing. And that's where I think the education comes in, and being able to go around, you know, travel around the country and talk to people, you're giving that education, you're giving them the tips and tools they need to make it really simple. And that's what I think needs to be done. Let's take the fear out of it, make it simple, make it accessible, and just show people how to do it.
The reason I ask you that is, just speaking, focusing on fitness, is I live here in Tralee, and people are out constantly running, walking, cycling, involved in various sports. Now, I presume that's the same in any big town in Ireland, but it just strikes me that there's an age profile, though. It's kind of people under 50, we'll say, and it's then from 50 upwards that you don't see those, that cohort, as much. So do you think the younger generation will say, get it, when it comes to the importance of fitness and healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the generation coming up are far more aware of fitness and health. I think you see that in the gyms around the country. I live in Clonakilty now myself, and you see that in the local gym here. Like, it's full of 18, 19, 20-year-olds. It's great. But actually, it's the older cohort. They're the ones that need to make these changes. If you want to be healthier as you get older, live better, live longer, and reduce your risk of trips, falls, hazards of needing the health system, we need you to get active. And I think, you know, you're lucky. Tralee is a beautiful part of the world. It's close to loads of really good amenities. And it's one of the active towns. There are certain towns in Ireland that tend to be quite active. But we need that older cohort to become more active. And on a government level and an environment level, we're slowly getting there. The greenways are opening, which is fantastic. Cycling is becoming very trendy. You know, the town dynamics and environmental dynamics are changing to enable people. But in the same boat, we need people to take that first step. And, you know, it can be as simple as parking the car further away when you go to town or when you do your shopping, walking more, lifting more things, standing more over the course of the day is a weight-bearing exercise that's free to do. And, you know, it's a very simple one. And it's use it or lose it. As you get older from your early 30s onwards, it's use it or lose it in terms of your muscle mass and your fitness. If you want to stay healthy, we have to keep our muscle mass as high as we possibly can throughout the aging process. And we see time and time again the reports from Trinity College with the ageing study, from DCU, from UCD. They're all saying the same thing, which is muscle mass and healthy ageing go hand in hand. And it's use it or lose it when it comes to your muscle. So let's use it a little bit more if we can.
Okay, let's focus in on that for a second, because I know that we're talking an awful lot about menopause, for example, in the last couple of years. And because we hear a lot about we need to be doing strength training and muscle, looking after our muscle mass. But what does that actually mean, and how can you do it?
Great question. You know what? And one of the biggest and best changes in the industry in the last couple of years is the conversation around menopause. As you go through menopause, loads of things will happen to the body. We will increasingly lose muscle mass and reduce our bone density. Key issues in terms of aging. Generally, you will gain weight and you'll gain fat, which again is an issue when it comes to healthy aging. So when it comes to resistance exercise and what do? It's anything. It doesn't really matter, to be very honest with you. You can make it very formal. You can go to the gym or you can do exercises at home. that Operation Transformation Plan is built for that. It's built for free exercise in the home environment, and it's simple and free to do. Or it's just using your body during the day. So, you know, a test for that is very simple. Ask yourself, you know, when you get up off the couch the next time at home, can you get up off the couch without using your hands? And if you can't, your quads and your glutes aren't strong enough. And it's a really simple test for how well you're going to age. Just like your balance is a simple test, your sit-stand test, the amount of times you can get up and down is a simple test as well. So it's using it. Anything you do that involves using your muscles, using your body. Housework is fantastic. Gardening is fantastic. Just using your body for what it's meant to do. And then ideally, you're going to supplement it with an exercise class or an exercise regime once a week at least over the course of the year. If you want to do more, fantastic. But a minimum of one kind of resistance-based exercise session a week. And that's what I do with all my clients. They generally see me once and no more each week, and then you have homework such as walking or cycling or swimming in their own time.
What about the guys, the Irish men, Carl? What would you like to see, we'll say, Irish middle-aged men do more of or less of?
The first thing I'd love them to do would be to measure their waistline, because we know high waistline equals a high risk of health-related issues as we get older. And men are classic at measuring this wrongly. So your waistline is around your belly button. We all have one. You place your finger on it, that's your waistline. You take a tape measure from your local pharmacy, you place it around your waist, you breathe normally, and whatever that number is, it's a really important tracker of your overall health. And if we can get men to measure that, we know we can reduce the chance of cardiovascular disease, of all the health-related cardiovascular issues and stroke risk as well, by reducing your waistline. And ideally, we're looking for a waistline of 40 inches and below. And again, if you watch Operation Transformation every year, we track the leaders' waistlines. We know that when they get into the 30s, they're reducing their health-related risk factors as they get older. So for men and women listening in, but particularly men, because they're not so good at measuring it, take your waistline. And whatever the number is, maintain it or try to get it down. Because remember, maintenance is important as we get older. We naturally gain about a stone a decade, and that's kind of the normal weight gain as you go through the life cycle.